Are you looking forward to something right now? Hi, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I love having something to look forward to, whether it's just a candy bar or some ice cream. I have to have something to look forward to when I'm doing any kind of project. Are you that way too? If so, stick around for today's Devo. It's called Something to Look Forward To by Kimberly Brockish. Do you like having something to look forward to? I do. I think having something to look forward to keeps me in a positive mindset. Whether it's a certain dessert or dinner that's planned, a fun theme for Wednesday night church club, or just a nice day when I get to be outside a little more than normal. Have you ever felt like there's nothing to look forward to? I definitely have. Like right after something big ends and you feel like all the fun is over and you're back to doing the same things over and over again. The good news is we have one thing we can always look forward to. Jesus coming back. We can't count down the months or mark off the days because no one knows exactly when he is coming. But we do know he will return and it will be amazing. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago so that everyone who puts their trust in him has new life. He shed his blood to cover all our sin, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave so we could spend forever with him. So now, we can look forward to what is coming. Jesus promises to renew our bodies. We will get to live in a new heaven and a new perfect earth. He is preparing a place for each of us. Best of all, we will get to see and talk to Jesus face to face. How amazing is that going to be? So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Is there something you're looking forward to right now? What is it? When Jesus returns, he will right every wrong, restore the heavens and the earth, and raise us from our graves. Everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will live with him and with our fellow believers forever. We can't even imagine how wonderful it will be, but we know we will finally be free from all suffering and sadness, and we will have good, purposeful, creative work to do. What do you look forward to most when you think about Jesus coming back someday? As you and I can read in Matthew 24, verse 27, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible, even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man, Jesus." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 3:16 through 17, as well as John 14:1 through 10, and Revelation 1:5 through 8, as well as chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have the Unlocked app? Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked app? It's pretty awesome. We have all of our daily devos and audios on the go for you, but then we also have awesome Christian reading plans if you're looking at getting into the Word a little bit more. So if you're interested in checking that out, head over to any major Play Store and look for the Unlocked Devo app. Also, be sure to join us for tomorrow's Devo called Oh Come Let Us Adore Him with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.